High school basketball is on the air. Keystone Quality Transport, in association with DelcoHoops.com, is pleased to present tonight's high school basketball game.
Weak side rebound. Here he comes, Rice for Pencrest. Going to try to take it all the way to the basket. Good hustle underneath the basket. Up for two.
Tonight's game is between the Conestoga Pioneers and the Strathaven Panthers. Tonight's game is sponsored by the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Sandy McCulley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. PNC Bank, with 9 branches to serve you in Delaware County. Make today the day. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave Berman, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
And a good Tuesday night. Dave Berman and the gang bidding you welcome from Wallingford, Strathaven High School here in Delaware County. Big Central League boys basketball game tonight. It is the home team, Strathaven. Overall record 7-2 in the Central League, 3-2. The Panthers, coached by Chris Conlin in his first year, coming over after several years under coach Mike Doyle at Pencrest. So Strathaven again, overall 7-2 in town. The Pioneers from Conestoga, they lost 8 of their top 9 players from last year's squad. They're 3-7 this year, young, raw, but very talented. 0-5, though, against tough competition in the Central League. Mike Troy is the head coach, year number 14. Over 300 career wins between the 14 years at Conestoga and the 9 seasons at Devon Prep. What a job. What a great guy. Mike Troy, Chris Conlin, also a great guy. We've had nothing but great success over the years here, Mike, dealing with coaches in southeastern PA and around the state of Pennsylvania. So Conestoga against Strathaven. And again, we are live on DelcoHoops.com. Should be an interesting ball game here on this Tuesday night. Pete, your thoughts coming into the game?
Well, I'm just looking at the Conestoga. I know they have a 3-7 record, but they're all over 6 foot. They got a couple of 6 foot eight kids. They're young, but I'm sure they're going to be getting better and better as the season goes along. So I'm anxious to see. Then the JV game, they really overwhelmed Strathaven. So let's see what happens.
So, again, I want to thank you, Andrew Kaufman, one of my broadcast partners here and running the board, for doing some public address as I was unavailable to do a couple Chester Charter Scholar Academy boys and girls high school basketball games. And Andrew filled in and did a very nice job. Thank you very much, Andrew. I know you had a good time doing it. And Pete, that's something that maybe you should think about someday, public address.
I'm too old.
He'd rather ride a hoverboard.
Yeah, and
I'm not that dumb.
And unfortunately, we are grieving over the Eagles' loss. And, you know, it's too bad there was a cheap shot that pretty much ended the season by Clowney. But nonetheless, Russell Wilson's a class act, quarterback for Seattle, came over after the game and said that it's an honor to talk to you.
Russell Wilson's a nice job.
Yeah, and so I wish him the best of luck the rest of the way.
But you know
Russell
what?
Wilson.
This weekend, I'm a Green Bay Packer fan. Because I do not want to see Seattle advance after what happened to us.
Yeah, we could have had Clowney too. But, yeah, it should be a very, very exciting game here tonight. Conestoga always tough under Coach Troy. And Strathaven, they're back at it again, winning 7 of their first 9 contests and a lot of good games. And hopefully Andrew can give us some score updates on his Twitter, the phone,
right?
Other games here tonight.
Well, Tuesday and Thursday nights are always big high school basketball nights. Although they play 7 days a week, there's somebody, you know, you look at our schedule, we have 400 and something games for 22 high schools, and that's just boys only, and that's they're playing generally 7 days a week, somebody is.
Yeah, it's amazing that you look at Conestoga, the high school, really good in soccer and lacrosse,
and boys basketball. They've really struggled at football the last seven, 8 years.
Yeah, they have. It comes in cycles. And, you know, of course, when a sport's not doing well in high school, it's harder to get athletes out because there's so many other sports they could play that they may enjoy more, or it doesn't have the allure if they're not winning. And, of course, football's tough. I mean, they're asking kids to go out in full pads on August 15th. It's 90 degrees outside, extremely humid, and it's got to be a real good motivation to want to play football.
You remember, Mike, we've been doing Strathaven football for close to 20 years. Yeah. Back in the early 2000s, they were one of the best teams in the Central League.
Right.
Strathaven always had a hard time beating Conestoga. So, yeah, they've been off for a few years, but they'll rebound.
It's cycles.
It's cycles,
the way high schools
yeah.
go, and sometimes priorities. You know, and then you look at a team like Lower Merion, who's been terrific in basketball. And their kids in football are terrific. I mean, they come out, they know their plays, they snap. I mean, you would never know by looking at the way they present themselves. They're not always a contender, and they are rarely a contender.
What? I've got a score update from Garnet Valley. They lead 12-2 early.
Over,
I believe they're playing, I'm not sure.
Twitter's a problem because they don't always mention who they're playing. They just show you a score.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, well,
if you ever see my post, they're very, very
specific. I guess we should.
They're at Radnor.
It's
12-2 Garnet Valley over Radnor.
Talk about Central League, man. Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of good teams there this year. Yeah. You're looking at Lower Merion. You got Ridley. And I am on the Delco board, Delco Sports Hall of Fame Board of Directors, with Seth Bruner, the athletic director for Garnet Valley. He tells me there's going to be six teams instead of four in the Central League playoffs this year.
Okay.
How do you like that?
Well, that'd be good. We'll still probably only cover the finals, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
Central League's always one is there, but the finals, it just gets tough, as people understand. We all work for a living, so, you know, you can't get – when they decide to have a tournament game at 4 in the afternoon on a Thursday, you know, what are we supposed to do about
exactly.
that?
Exactly, so. And, you know, you want to take a break, guys, on the pregame show. Dave Berman with you. It's boys high school basketball. Never sounded so good. Conestoga, Strathaven on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back, Strathaven High School here in Wallingford. Boys basketball, Conestoga, the Pioneers, and Strathaven, the Panthers. Public address announcer is Chris Likely, and Chris's son, Xavier, is a senior on the Strathaven boys basketball team. I was named public address announcer this year. They have a brand new sound system here.
Right, sounds good, too.
And he's filling in for me because I'm doing this. Like, somebody will have to fill in for me on Monday when we do Chester Charter against Westchester East. Starting lineups, here we go, folks. With Mr. Likely.
Conestoga Pioneers.
Mike Troy, 14th year.
Number 44, sophomore, Ryan Mackey.
Ryan Mackey, 6'1 sophomore.
Number 3, junior, Jack Leitka.
Jack Leitka, 6'1 junior, number 3.
Number 1, junior, Jerry Miller.
Jerry Miller, 6'2 junior.
Number 15, senior, Riley
Deschler. Riley Deschler, 6'2 senior,
junior,
number 15.
Andrew Fox.
And a 6'8 junior, number 25.
Coached by Mike
Andrew
Troy.
Fox. Over 300 career wins
for
Coach Troy.
Our Strathaven Panthers.
14 seasons, Conestoga, 9 with Devin Pratt.
From Doris Elementary, number 11, Matt Schuler.
Matt Schuler, sophomore.
Sounds like he's losing his voice already.
It's all right.
Big man
he's
in the middle,
pumped
number
up.
24, from Wallingford Elementary.
We're talking about the elementary
Robbie
schools.
Gilday.
Great. Robbie Gilday, junior, number 24, Wallingford Elementary School. It's great.
Starting at forward, the junior, hashtag shooter, from Nether Province Elementary, Luke Edwards.
That's where I went after I moved from Chester Schools, Nether Providence Elementary, 1969-70. That's Luke Edwards.
Starting at guard.
Junior guard.
Number 12. From Swarthmore Rutledge Elementary, Justin Morris.
Justin Morris, Swarthmore Rutledge. There you go.
Yep.
Starting at guard. SRS.
Is this Wallingford Swarthmore School
the senior
district?
From Swarthmore Elementary, Ebo Pio.
Ebo Pio.
The Panthers are coached
senior
by Chris Conlon.
Chris Conlon, first year after several years under Coach Mike Doyle. And we're going to take a break, our national anthem, and then back with the opening tip at Strathaven. Conestoga boys basketball never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
National anthem from Strathaven High School, formerly Nether Providence High School. Back in the day, Nether Providence and Swarthmore merged summer of 83 and became Strathaven.
Right. By mandate to the state.
A lot of. Look at all the banners here.
Yep.
State championships, two for football, two PIAA state runner-ups for football, boys soccer, five.
Pete and I were at those games.
We were at those games, 99 and 2000.
And the soccer.
And 2001, 2002.
And then
when they lost.
Two girls soccer state championships.
Soccer, great.
Grace Forbes track and field in the spring.
Haven was the soccer capital for a while.
So here is the opening tip between Andrew Fox for Conestoga, located in the small town of Berwyn, which is right off. You talk about the main line, that's the heart of it. Route 30. Gilday jumping it up for Strathaven. The new hairstyle started the year with black hair, did Robbie. Now with orange. Tap is controlled by Conestoga. The Pioneers and man-to-man defense. Pioneers moving left to right. Pass underneath looking for Foxes. Deflected out of bounds. It'll go with Strathaven. Just underway. Dave Berman. Andrew Coffin. Pete Fulginetti and Mike Mayer. Token a trap here. It's a young Conestoga team. 3-7. Edwards, right wing corner, Mars, getting it out between the circles now. Schuler looks to drive. Right side to Mars. Justin drive shot, no, but a foul. He took it right to the big fella. Andrew Fox, his first, team's first. It's great to have a public address guy. He can understand
absolutely.
All this stuff. Nice and clear. Chris Likely.
Yeah, this is the first year Strathaven's decided to invest in a public address announcer. Oh, makes
free
a shot.
Throw up and good for Justin. 1-0 Strathaven. I did it way back in the 70s, Mike.
Right.
Nether Providence, we had a system. They've had hosted some playoff games over the years here. And the second shot, no good. Gilday, the rebound, and passes it to Luke Edwards, who lays it in with an
offensive rebound. Nobody blocked out. That's not a good sign for Conestoga. They got to make sure that doesn't happen.
3-0. Yeah, 3-0 Strathaven. Good ball movement. Again, Coach Troy said he lost 8 of 9 from last year. Three ball from the left side is no good and goes out of bounds on the near side. Firing that shot up was Jack Leitka, L-I-E-D-T-K-A, 6'1 junior, Leitka, out of bounds, back to the Panthers. 6:53 to go in the first quarter, live from Wallingford. Delaware County, Ebo Pio coming back, guarded by Leitka. Top of the key, Schuler, great athlete. You've seen a couple of these guys play football. Justin Morris, soccer player, baseball player. now to P.O., right of the key, top of the key to Morris. Near wing to Edwards. Luke stops, pops, no but a foul. They are sticking a really good athlete on him. Luke is 1-2. It's Jeremy Miller who commits the foul. First, team's second. And Luke goes to the line shooting two. A lot of these younger kids, Strathaven saw a lot of time last year. They only won three games, but they learned a lot. The experience, we knew they had a lot of guys back that saw time. And the free throw by Luke is good.
I have an update from Radnor after one, Garnet Valley 19, Radnor 10.
Okay, they're coming back a little bit.
Yeah, Radnor, Strathaven beat Radnor the other night in a great game. Right. Defensive struggle, 45-42 on Saturday. Luke makes both.
Mm-hmm.
4 points for Edwards. Again, left to right, Conestoga. In the backcourt, Mackey gets it back from his guard. Mackey across the timeline between the circles. Coach Troy right in front of us. This is Ryan Mackey. He's a sophomore. Down low for Fox, who loses the ball. Stolen away by Strathaven. Not very tall, Strathaven, but very athletic and quick. Here's to Pio. Ebo to the basket. Tipsy-do shot, no good. Strong rebound by the 6'8 junior, Andrew Fox. And this is Mackey. He's a sophomore. Near side, Miller back to Mackey. Mackey, far wing, Leitke. He's a junior. And we have a loose foul off the ball, actually. It's going to be on Gilday. Robbie got in foul trouble the other day against.
He's pretty aggressive underneath the basket on defense, and he's, you know, this, if this crew doesn't tolerate the pushing and shoving, it's going to be a long night.
Yeah, got in foul trouble the other day, and rebounded nicely in the second half. Short shot underneath is good. Riley Deschetler, 6'2 senior, the only senior in the starting lineup for Conestoga for two. And it's 5-2. Panthers of Strathaven, three ball. Morris, right wing, no good. Rebound is taken by Mackey, flying up the court, left to right. Right of the key, guarded by Luke Edwards. Near wing, Miller. Between the circles, Leitke. 5:17 to go, first quarter, live from Wallingford. We got a game for you on Thursday, too, at Haverford. Pencrest, Haverford. Down low, Fox. Looks to drive. Shot is blocked, but a foul. Two shots coming for the 6'8". Andrew Fox, personal, is on Gilday again.
He's got to watch him. It's his second, right?
He's got to come out.
The Golden Boy, Robbie Gilday, that's his second.
All right, Gilday, number two on him. And two free throws for 6'8". Junior Fox is good. So coming into the game, the Energizer Bunny, he's a senior for Strathaven. Jalen Shaw, he is all over the place. Up again, good. For Fox, 5-4 Strathaven. In the backcourt, Morris. Morris across the timeline. Between the circles, Ebo Pio, Jacksonville recruit for lacrosse. Schuller, right side, Edwards for three, got it. Luke Edwards.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Luke has seven. Here's Conestoga back. Mackey, sophomore guard. Looks like he is the point guard. Miller, far wing. Miller looks to penetrate. Dishes underneath for Fox. Pass was too hard and stolen away by Strathaven. This is Morris out to P.O. P.O. left of the key, thought about it. Top of the key, Schuller. Right side, Morris for three. Rims out, no good. Miller the rebound. Reach in foul. Going to be caught on Matt Schuller. His first, team's third.
His first.
4:14 to go, first quarter. Gilday for Strathaven got in trouble the other day against a taller team, Radnor, but he played most of the second half and did a great job in that Strathaven win. Now the sophomore Mackey comes back, flips it to Miller, who's a junior. The burgundy uniforms, guys?
Yep, burgundy.
For Conestoga, black trim. Strathaven, black, gray, and white. Mackey, Miller, top of the key. Good defense by Schuller. He's a defensive specialist. They almost turned the ball over. Loose ball picked up by Fox. And a beautiful jumper.
Number 25.
Good.
He's got a nice stroke, that Fox. He's a nice, nice shooter.
Again, we have him listed as a junior.
At 6'8".
And he has been a work in progress, but he's getting there, and you can tell. He'll get better as the year goes on. Edwards, 8-6, Strathaven. The PO flips off to Shaw. Shaw dribbling the ball around. Between the circles, Justin Morris. 3:22 to go in the first quarter. Live from Wallingford, Schuler, only a 10th grader. Tremendous athlete. Morris driving left baseline under the basket. Throws the ball away. Here comes Miller for Conestoga. Pass teammate up. No, but a foul. Leica will go to the line shooting two. Foul is going to be on.
Ibo Pio.
Pio. First team's fourth. Two shots for Jack Leica, 6'1 junior for Conestoga. He shoots it with a right hand. First is good.
Number three, Jack Leica on the line for
Leica makes it 8-7. Checking into the game, Strathaven, sophomore, good one. Number 14, and that is Isaiah Freeman. Again, up, second is good. Two free throws by Leica. He has 2 points, and Conestoga has tied this game at 8-8. Also into the game, I thought Strathaven made a couple of changes. I know also into the game is Austin Fontaine for Conestoga. Strathaven with the ball. Left of the key, Shaw. Pull-up jumper is short. And the rebound taken by Fontaine. He's only a junior. To Miller, the left wing, the junior. Good pass, give and go, lay it up and in.
Number
nice play there.
Mike Waltz for two.
It was off the bench. Okay, I missed it. Mike Waltz, the other 6'8 young man. So they replaced the 6'8 Fox with the 6'8 Waltz, and Waltz is only a sophomore. Man, 10-8, Conestoga. Dribbling to the right side, Pia. He's at the far wing. Ibo into the lane, tripped up, and a foul. Blocking foul on 15, Riley Deschutler.
Riley Deschutler.
First.
His first.
Team foul number 3 on Conestoga here.
Sure, see, Conestoga's got the lead 10-8, first lead of the game for them.
At the line, Pio can tie it if he makes both. Then he bangs this first one home. Now checking into the game is a senior for Conestoga, Dom Barzak. He's 6'1". That waltz was impressive for a 10th grader.
Yep.
Looking very solid for Conestoga. Free throw good by Ibo. Tied at 10. Will George, he's another hustling ball player. He's a junior. Into the game for Strathaven. A lot of multi-sports athletes out there for both teams, especially Strathaven.
As it should be. 2:16 left in the quarter.
Jumper from the left wing corner, no good. That's George with the rebound. Will George for Strathaven to Schuler between the circles. Man-to-man defense, both teams so far here. Nice crowd on this Tuesday night. Dave Berman with you in the game. 10-10. Schuler looking for a pick. Schuler passes far side. Edwards picks it up. Luke looking double-teamed right wing corner, and he finds his man George outside. Coach Conlon says, slow it down. Freeman, left of the key, right of the key, Shaw. Top of the key, Schuler. Schuler, ball on the floor, deflected away. Schuler picks it back up, driving, looking for Shaw underneath. Knocked off of Shaw and out of bounds. Great hustle play. Great hustle play by Austin Fontaine of Conestoga.
Good defense for Conestoga. They're really hustling out there. We'll see if they can keep it up during the whole game, but they're really outplaying Strathaven right now.
Coming up in a minute, 10 to go in the first quarter. Stopping now, getting it out to Fontaine underneath. Fontaine, floater is good. Austin Fontaine, 6 foot junior. First two of the night for him. Conestoga by two. 12-10. Strathaven 7-2 overall. Top of the key. Schuler. Left wing is Shaw. Now back to the top of the key and Edwards. Three ball Freeman left side. No good. Rebound. Good jumping ability by Fontaine of Conestoga. They come back with Miller. Waltz loses the ball. And here is Schuler. Gonna one-on-one to the basket. Forced it, no. Offensive rebound. Freeman, no. And the big fella with the rebound for Conestoga. Mike Waltz, they come back. 3-on-1 and lay it up and in. With 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Basket, Dom Barzak. 4-point lead, Conestoga. 13 seconds to go, first quarter. Strathaven with the ball.
Stoga's Heights really having its advantage, and we got a timeout.
Now we got a bump foul.
Bump foul, sorry.
Fontaine. Now coming into the game is Jack Troy, 6'4 senior. I would imagine that is Coach Troy's son, because Coach Troy is tall.
Mike Mayock in the game for the Pioneers.
Oh, 23 is Matt Mayock, excuse me. 6'4 sophomore. 6 seconds to go in the quarter. Strathaven down by 4. Off the glass. No good. Picked up at the buzzer, and that's it. After one quarter of play, Conestoga 14, Strathaven 10. Interesting ball game. DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for ways to reach families in Delaware County? DelcoHoops.com not only broadcasts our high school basketball games live, but they also are fully archived so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7 to listen to their favorite broadcast. Go to DelcoHoops.com and contact us to find out about our sponsorships. Link your business to the fun and excitement of high school basketball. High school basketball and your company, a great combination.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
All right, good first quarter for Conestoga, the road team here tonight at Strathaven. Boys basketball leading at 14-10, Pete.
Yeah, Dave, I don't remember last time in high school basketball when you took your 6'8" center out and you replaced him with your other 6'8" center. That's quite a, and these guys are 10th graders.
Yeah, we saw the 2016 Chester team with Maurice Henry and 6'8", 6'8".
It doesn't happen.
No, it does not happen
but
much at all.
These are 10th graders. In 2 years, they could be 6'11".
Well, the other young man is I have him as a junior. Andrew Fox is a junior. Waltz is a sophomore. Yeah. Then Mayock, 23, into the game. He's a sophomore, 6'4". Good size.
Good size, and they're playing well, and that just bodes well for the future this year and certainly for next year when they're seniors and juniors. So
we begin the second quarter here on DelcoHoops.com from Wallingford, left of the key, Edwards, Luke, gets it out to Freeman, Isaiah throws the ball away, and ahead of the pack, Fontaine lays it up and in. He's only a junior.
Ball handling for Strathaven's been a little suspect tonight.
But you knew this was going to be a tough game. Conestoga is a solid, solid program year in and year out. We talked about missing a lot of guys graduated last year. Strathaven down by 6. Edwards right of the key. Look at that defense being played on him. To Morris, top of the key. Morris looks to drive another offensive foul. It was a bad pass and an offensive foul. And Strathaven is frustrated right now, guys. Yeah, P.O. back into the game.
They got to settle it down. They got to play their game of basketball. Right now, I think they're playing Conestoga's form of basketball. They can't be that aggressive. They're giving up an awful lot of height to Conestoga, so they got to get around these guys, pass it, and take their shots.
Hard to believe Conestoga 0-5 in the Central League, but the schedule, very, very tough. Strathaven's played a tough schedule. Big win by Strathaven at Lancaster McCaskey a couple weeks ago, a Central Pennsylvania power. Should say Southeastern PA. 7:07 to go, second quarter. Conestoga with the ball, 6-point lead. Travel, I think, or a foul off the ball on Freeman. Freeman, talk about undersized, but sometimes you have heart over size, and Freeman's got a lot of heart, but a foul on him. And you've seen him, rising star in the football program as a 10th grader. Down low for Waltz. Getting it out. Good ball movement. Conestoga with the rock. Barzak. And a long, long three ball. Too strong off the glass. That was fired up by Fontaine. Edwards the rebound to, on the far side, George. Now Pio between the circles. Out high straight away. 6:41 to go. Second quarter. Strathaven in quite a drought here. They have not scored in a while. To Edwards right of the key. Luke being hounded by several players. Schuler looks to drive against the big fella. Again, they throw the ball away, but that size is causing him a problem.
Yeah, he's
Here's Conestoga again, left wing corner. Fontaine thought about the three, goes to the basket, misses the layup, a little out of control right there. Schuler the rebound, Strathaven right to left. Strathaven's got to make a shot here. Just look for your man. It's Pio. Ebo going to Division I lacrosse, Jacksonville, Florida. The weather is pretty nice down there compared to the way it is up here. And great job, Ebo. What a career. George, top of the key. To sophomore Schuler. Floater, no, but a foul. Do they say it's on the floor or shooting?
21.
Foul 21, Matt Waltz.
Foul on Mike Waltz from the Pioneers, crafty Matt Schuler.
First team number six.
Haven, if Schuler gets this in, that'll be the first score for Haven in quite a while. The whole second quarter, I think. So
yeah, you're right about that, Mike. Schuler up.
We got it.
First is good.
Yeah, Conestoga was, or Haven was up 8-4 at one time.
Man.
So it's 16-11, they're down. So that's quite a turnaround.
16-11, in and out. Waltz the rebound. Boy, he's going to be good, man. Wow. Going to the basket. Lay it up and in. Taking it hard was Dom Barzak.
Haven's got a problem. They're not really challenging anybody underneath the hoops. They're getting a free layup in there, and they're making their shots.
Exactly. The Strathaven back down by 7, 18-11. Edwards. They got Barzak right on him. Schuler looks to take it to the rack. The floater, yes. Matt Schuler. I know you guys love watching him play football.
Yeah. Schuler should be able to do that all day. We'll see what happens.
Now we got both. Both big guys in the game right now? Not yet. Right now we have number 5 with the ball for Conestoga, Fontaine. 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Mayock, he's 6'4". Well-coached, well-schooled, young, but getting better as the year goes on. That's going to be an offensive foul.
That's a charge.
On the Shetler. His
Ball Freeman took that
second.
Another Chief stake for him.
So back into the game. 44, Ryan Mackey, a sophomore, and they're taking Waltz out of the game, replacing him with the junior, who's also 6'8", Andrew Fox. And also back in for the Pioneers, Jeremy Miller. 4:54 to go, second quarter. And it's 18-13, Strathaven trailing by 5 with Andrew Kaufman. He's got the Twitter thing going for possible updates. Chester has a big game tonight with Penwood. Got Mike Mayer, of course, and Pete Folgenes. Chester doesn't start the quarter of 8, which I think it is right now. Ebo Pio. Good pass. Underneath, missing. A little bit too strong there, Freeman.
Boy, you can't miss layups like that.
And the rebound, Conestoga. Mackey, 15-footer from the right side, is short. Put up by Miller. Rebound to Schuler. Schuler right side, Edwards. Pulls up, right wing corner, Schuler. Schuler looks to drive to the basket, layup, no good, a lot of size in there. It's a problem, and the rebound, Conestoga Fox, Andrew Fox causing that miss. Here's Mackey, right wing corner to Miller, and now with the ball, Mayock, wide open, right side, long three, back to the rim, no good, and it's going to be over the back, called on Fox, number 25. The junior, his second. Jack Leitke, 6'1 junior in for Conestoga. You can see Strathaven has more experience with kids playing. Few of these kids very raw for Conestoga, but as again, you're talking 10 games into the year already.
Right.
They can get enough points, get enough wins. They can make some noise in the District 1 tournament.
You can see the potential for Conestoga with their size and their youth. They're going to be tough, really are.
Now Jack Troy is into the game, and he replaces Andrew Fox. So 17 fouls, 1-1 here. 17 fouls on Conestoga. 1-1 for Luke Edwards, and I'm not going to jinx him, but he hardly ever misses a foul shot.
Until now.
No way.
Yep.
I did
jinx him. Your
yes.
Fault.
And a rebound there, strong rebound by Mackey. And now we have a whistle. 3:55 to go in the court. Oh, the clock's running? Now it stopped. I'm confused.
The clock didn't start right away.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha.
And they wanted to run it down to the right time.
All right, five-point lead for the Pioneers of Conestoga. They've made some nice runs over the years under Coach Troy. District and state playoff runs. Mackey, the 6'1 sophomore, dribbling it out high. Left of the key is Leica. Right wing, top of the key, Troy down low, knocked away. Picked up by Conestoga, left wing corner. Big fellow with the ball. Driving to the basket, good and a foul. The basket is put in by Jeremy Miller. 6'2 junior, team foul number 7 on Strathaven. He'll shoot one. Coach Troy playing a lot of guys. Mike Costigan into the game. He's only a junior.
Haven is really being just outplayed on both offense and defense, and they've got to kind of get their act together and decide what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. They initially tried to pass the ball around the big center, and that didn't work out so well, so now they're trying to take the shots themselves.
Free throw no good, but he follows his own shot at ball. Jeremy Miller, back, ball bounces back to him. NBA three, no good. Offensive rebound, getting it out now to Mackey for three. In and out, another rebound and a foul. Boy, that's just tough in there. Jack Troy coaches his son into the game. He's a senior. He's 6'4". Looks about 6'5". Fouls on Freeman.
Dave, I think the size of Conestoga is really bothering Haven. I mean, they're just outmanned. Man to man, they're like 3 to 4 inches difference on every player.
Yeah.
Fouls on Freeman, his second. 18 fouls on Strathaven. So at the line is Troy with the left hand. Misses the shot. Goes over the back.
22.
Yep, 22.
That's going to be a one-and-one situation. Strathaven down by 7. Dad talking to son a little bit about that foul. So here we go. It's George at the line. Will George is a junior. Strathaven still relatively young guys. A lot of underclassmen. 20-13, Conestoga. 3:07 to go, second quarter. Boys basketball from Delco. Another missed foul shot. Rebound, Strathaven fights for it and gets it. And ball's on the floor, and it's going to be a reach-in foul on Troy. That's Jack's second. And it'll be 1-1 again. 18 fouls on both squads. Troy comes out, and back in is Mike Waltz. 6'8" sophomore.
For the Pioneers, Mike Waltz into the game.
I would imagine Conestoga has a good boys volleyball team. I don't know if these kids, they look like volleyball players, too.
It's not a game that I generally follow. I do follow the girls during the winter.
Up, good.
There you go.
By George makes the first. Our team.
What do we show for a quarter? What's the points for Haven for the quarter? Two?
For the It was at 14-10 Conestoga after one.
So four?
Yep. Five.
And Will makes both.
All right, well, they're still in this game, obviously. They just got to find a formula to make their shots. They missed two easy layups, so there's 4 points.
Costigan, top of the key. Costigan gets it back. Far side, Leica. Pass, that's going to be a travel. Too many steps. And you can tell, as I was saying, some of these younger guys still a little rough around the
edges
for Conestoga.
Absolutely, and when they get excited, things start moving the ball quickly. They move their feet. That's okay. It's the way they learn.
I just can't believe how fast this season's going
on. Yeah, I know. That's your age, Dave.
It is.
Yep.
Down low, another turnover. I tell you, a lot of good defense there. It's a little helter-skelter, and there's the inexperience again. A little craziness for Conestoga. They didn't want to play that way. But they still have a five-point lead right here.
Absolutely. They're playing well. You know, they've got the game right now. Haven's got to find a way to get around it. But, of course, Haven's very much in this with 5 points down.
P.O. to the basket. The floater is good.
Saw the open key and decided to drive it. It was a great move because the worst that could have happened is they would have fouled him.
Big-time athlete right there, P.O. Strathaven trailing by three. The Pioneers of Conestoga 20-17 with that lead. Into the lane, to the basket. I think that's good defense, but he still scores.
Yep,
nice work by Jeremy Miller.
Well, again, that's part of the height advantage. You know, he didn't.
Jeremy Miller, 14.
It was good defense, but the kid has 5 inches on him. So.
Yeah, he is strong also. Top of the key, George. Hard to believe Luke Edwards. 7 points in the first quarter, and that's been it. And a reach-in foul is going to be called on Costigan. That's number one. Let's see. Costigan, his...
his first.
First.
Foul on 24, Mike Costigan.
Team foul number...
George on the line.
10.
It is number 10 on them. So, George, it'll be two shots from now on. 1:47 to go second quarter. George, the first is up. Good. Three for George. Checking in for Conestoga. Number 15, Riley Deschetler, 6'2 junior. Strathaven down by four. George at the line. Strathaven white uniforms. Again, the black and the gray trim. And Matt Mayock ready to come in also for the Pioneers. If this shot is made, it's missed. And the rebound, Conestoga. With the ball is Leica. Leica, Jack Leica, 6'1 junior. Right at the key, Fontaine. 22-18, Strathaven and Conestoga. Conestoga, the four-point bulge. Right wing corner. Long, long, long. Three ball is good.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Jack Leica, way out there. 5 points for him. Biggest lead of the night for Conestoga. 25-18. 109 to go in the second quarter. Left of the key, Edwards. Luke looking, right wing corner, thinking about the three, now driving off the glass, missing the shot. Mm. That was Carl Borkstrom, the junior.
Boy, if I was kind of Stoker, I'd hold this ball for the last shot.
I would imagine they're going to try to.
No,
starting to get some confidence, and there's a floater, no good, strong rebound. Luke loses it, but saves it from going out of bounds to Freeman, now to Pio. And
put the brakes on.
Pio has it. 37 seconds to go, second quarter. Pio to the far side. Another errant pass. And luckily, it'll stay with Strathaven.
Yep.
Strathaven is not
for a 7-2 team, I'm questioning what's going on tonight.
Well, you got to give Conestoga credit.
Absolutely. Throwing them off their game. But part of a good team is to regroup and figure out what they're doing wrong.
Slowly back with 25 seconds to go. Second quarter of Strathaven, the Panthers. First year of the program, 83-84. P.O. left of the key, 17 seconds. Top of the key and far side. He's double-teamed, so somebody should be open. Freeman, left wing corner, three ball up. Back of the rim, no good by George with 5 seconds to go. Here comes Conestoga. Can they get a shot off in time? They don't. We go to halftime. Good first half for Conestoga. They lead Strathaven 25-18. Boys high school basketball game of the night on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or takeout, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back here to the home of a lot of PIAA state championship teams, Strathaven High School here in Wallingford. Even the boys basketball team, state runner-ups.
Yes.
Back in 1992.
Yeah, they were they Nether Providence then? They were Strathaven, right?
Yeah, started 83, 84.
I think Nether Providence... What was it? What was Nether Providence?
83-84. Nether Providence girls, the last year was 82-83. Were you in California at that time, Mike?
I was in Kansas City. Yeah.
They won the state championship girls basketball. John Smith was the coach. Mr. Sinelli, have you met those? Mr. Smith passed away, unfortunately. Then the next year, first year, Strathaven girls went to the state finals and lost at the buzzer in overtime. Anyway.
Very different structure in those days, though, relative to championships.
They still played a Catholic team.
Yeah, right.
It was one of those Pittsburgh, right. Not the Philadelphia Catholic, but the Catholic, Seton LaSalle. But anyway.
The background right now is the music for the dance team routine during halftime. We have about, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 ladies out here. I think they're from the cheerleading corps, but I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe just dance team.
Conestoga leads it over Strathaven 25-18. Again, Conestoga came in with a record overall 3-7, 0-5 in the Central League. Strathaven 7-2, 3-2 in the Central League, but... You're talking about a great coach over here, Mike Coy, with a young team. And so far, they've got the edge on the Panthers.
Well, they certainly have the height. Pete, what you were going to comment?
Yeah, I got an interesting stat, Dave and Mike. I think this one stat will tell you why the difference in the game is.
Rebounds.
I only have 6 rebounds for Haven, 16 rebounds for Conestoga. That's 10 more, obviously, with the height difference. 10 more rebounds, and they're up 7 points. That makes a difference.
Well, and I'll tell you, Haven's had terrible trouble making some easy layups and some fade shots they should have had. So their shooting is cold on top of everything, and you get that kind of combination. You cannot give Conestoga second and third chances underneath the basket, which is what's been going on tonight to some degree, as Pete's stats indicate. But I it's going to be interesting to see how Strathaven regroups. And, of course, if I was Conestoga, I'd say, look, just keep it exactly the way we're doing it. We'll pull this game out. We're up by seven now. There'll be no question we can hold this lead. We'll see whether – as long as Conestoga can keep the kind of defense they've got, and if Haven stays cold, I don't know how they pull this out, so we'll see what they're going to do.
Conestoga from Berwyn, right on the main line, right off Route 30. Pete?
Yeah, I have one more comment. I think the way Strathaven can win this game and get in it, or they're still in it, but they're not as big, obviously, as Conestoga, but they're quicker. And I think if they press them, trap them, these taller, younger guys might just turn the ball over enough to make a difference. So let's see if there's some trapping done in the second half.
That's not a bad idea. Now, listen, for this week, we picked up a second game this week. We usually do one game a week, but we decided to try to pick up some games as we could. We got a great game with going to be traveling over to Haverford and seeing Pencrest visit Haverford. Both teams are doing well. Pencrest is looking really good. We'll be at that game. That'll be Thursday night at 7:30 start.
Pre-game 7:15.
7:15 will be on the air. And then the following week, Dave, will be Monday night.
Westchester East, the number 2 ranked team in the state of Pennsylvania, 5A. 5A, coached by Delco native Tom Durant. Played on the Penn State Football National Championship team in 86, the last one under Joe Paterno. So we have Westchester East, Coach Duran in town, against Chester Charter Scholars Academy. It'll feature 2 kids, 6'8", 6'9". One, Westchester East, Andrew Carr. You'll see him. He's going to Delaware. Some people think he could play higher, and you never know what could happen if he progresses. But he's a beast. And the 6'9 kid for Chester Charter School of the Arts is Tyler Howard. He's coming. He's coming.
And that's a very intimate gym. It's a very small gym, and we'll be right on top of the action there. So
shows you how good they are, Westchester East. They already beat Chester by 14.
Yeah. So, and that's a 7 o'clock game, I believe?
Yeah, 7 o'clock.
Was it 7 o'clock? Okay.
So it'll be
on the air at 6:45.
So it'll be a 6:45 tip.
So, okay, we're going to go to a commercial break.
Okay, I want to – you saw Chester Charter last night. I asked you about that.
We'll get to that after the break.
Boys High School Basketball on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business Line of Credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's basketball game. Tonight's sponsors are the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County.
Sandy McCauley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home.
Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. PNC Bank, with 9 branches to serve you in Delaware County. Make today the day. Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. Now back to the second half with Dave Berman, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mann.
All right, welcome back here. Still at halftime, it's Conestoga 25 and Strathaven 18. Again, we talked about Thursday, our broadcast live on DelcoHoops.com. We'll be at Haverford against Pencrest. Monday, Westchester East against Chester Charter School for the Arts. Third year for Chester Charter. What do you think of their team
Scholars
this year?
Academy.
Chester Charter Scholars.
They changed their name again,
Academy,
right?
Their name has changed.
Well, sometimes I have to keep it. Chester Charter. But anyway, yeah, what do you think of the Sabres this year?
They looked good last night. It was a little sloppy through the first half. It was their first game coming back from a long break, so they really hadn't had that many practices together, but after the first couple of quarters, they turned it around. They got everything together and got a big win last night.
And their coach, Dan Spangler, in his first year, he, the last 2 years, was here at Strathaven.
Yes.
He plays Dave McFadden. And, of course, Chris Conlon, year number one right now. I was talking to the assistant coach about the big fellas and what sports, other sports they play. Well, Andrew Fox, number 25, basketball is it for him. But number 21, Mike Waltz, the 6'8 sophomore, he is a great golfer and tremendous baseball player. He's a pitcher, they say.
Golfer's a good way to get scholarship money. Oh, okay, here we go.
Well, so is baseball if you're 6'8", and basketball. And it's going to be Conestoga to have the ball to begin the second half. Up by 7. No time clocks. He's going to fire up another 3 ball. That is like a way off. Not sure about that shot. And the rebound to Strathaven and Ebo Pio. Pio. Left of the key to Edwards. He drives.
No.
Good defense on him. Tremendous defense on Edwards. Tie up. Possession arrow, Strathaven. That's by Jeremy Miller, a 6'2 junior. And he looks like he's a tremendous athlete in the making right there. Morris to inbound under his offensive basket out to Edwards. Edwards right of the key. Edwards stops, pops, back of the rim, no good. And the rebound is taken by the Pioneers of Conestoga, right to left. Mackey fires up the jumper, no good for three. Rebound, Schuler for Strathaven. Track meet right now. P.O., left of the key.
I don't understand Conestoga's need to go for 3 points. They got such power inside.
P.O., right of the key. Top of the key, Morris. 7-point lead, Conestoga. Schuler to Morris for three ball straight away, and he's got it.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Cuts it to four. 25-21, Conestoga by four across the timeline. Miller back to Mackey. Mackey to Miller, right side, baseline, goes to the basket, off the glass for two.
That was a pretty shot.
There. Nice. 6'2", 11th grader with a lot of raw potential for Conestoga. 27-21. Gilday back into the game. And hopefully he'll do as well as he did on Saturday with foul trouble out high now. As Robbie was trying to go to the basket. He's a junior, about 6'3", 6'4". Pio to the basket. Dipsy-Doo shot, no good. Gildo, there he is. Offensive rebound. There's your wide open man. Left wing corner. Three ball, yes.
Just another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Justin Morris. Timeout. We're going to take a break. 5:57 to go, third quarter. Never sounded so good. It's boys basketball at DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, just like that, a couple of big three balls by Justin Morris, the senior for Strathaven. In between that, a Jeremy Miller layup for Conestoga. 5:57 to go in the quarter. We're in the third quarter. Conestoga with the ball. Their lead is just 3, 27-24. And they've lost some tough games this year, Conestoga. And see how this one goes here tonight. Three ball from the left side, way short. Strathaven the rebound. Edwards to Morris. Sees the hot hand, gets it out to Schuler. Schuler thought about the three, gets it to Gilday for three. Yes!
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
They call Robbie the Golden Boy. And he,
tied up.
Yes. Tied at 27. Jeremy Miller, right of the key. Conestoga with the rock. Mackey, left of the key, like it. Top of the key, guarded by Haven. Three big trades in this quarter for the Panthers. Tied at 27. Conestoga with the ball, left to right. Leica, near wing. Top of the key, Fox. Right of the key, Miller. Miller guarded by Schuler. To Mackey, guarded by Edwards. Right of the key, Leica. Leica now flips it to Mackey. Into the lane, pass underneath. Layup is good and a foul, I do believe.
On the floor, I think.
Are they going to say he's on the floor? Or?
No.
Nope, shooting.
It is a shooting foul. So, no, it's not my bad. Good. The basket is good and a foul.
The basket was good, too? Really?
The Shetler with the 2 points. 6'2 senior for Conestoga. Foul was on Justin Morris. Free throw no good, and it's going to be over the back on Fox.
Over the back, Andrew Fox.
That's his third, and he...
Panther basketball.
Talking to the ref a little bit, got to be careful.
Coach Troy just told Fox to chill out. Fox is a very aggressive basketball player. He knows his game. He's a big man, but he's got to keep it in check, but he's playing terrific.
Strathaven down by two. Edwards, left wing corner, Gilday. Robbie gets it out to Pio. Ebo Pio, Jacksonville University lacrosse recruit. Right of the key, Schuler. Schuler, three ball, back of the rim, no good. Strong rebound right there. Rebound by Leica. Like it. Now a stop and a pop. No good. Short by Mackey. Strathaven the rebound. P.O. gets it from Edwards. Ebo comes back left to right, coming up on 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Boys high school basketball, big Central League game. They're all big this time of year. And there is another unforced turnover on Strathaven. Fox comes out of the game and checking in for Conestoga, Mike Waltz, 6'8 sophomore. Man, that last name, W-A-L-Z, rings a bell. Waltz, top of the key. Now Mackey, left of the key. Pass deflected out of bounds. They were looking low in the paint for Miller. Knocked out of bounds by Strathaven. 3:48 to go in the quarter. Quarter number three. It's Conestoga ball into the offensive basket. Leica. Waltz, left wing. Left of the key, Miller. Near wing, Leica. Left of the key, Miller, Leica, near wing. Good passing back and forth. Three coming up on 3:35 to go. Third quarter. Down low for Waltz. Deflected away. Good defense by Justin Morris. Great job. Here comes Pio. Pio left side to Schuler. Schuler now has Morris. He's open and he's hot. And he's got it in.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Justin Morris.
Three trays in the quarter for Justin Morris. The senior has 10 in the game. Strathaven, their first lead of the game, I do believe, and a foul on Gilday. That's number three.
Strathaven 30, Conestoga 29.
So Gilday might have to come out of the game. Checking in is Barzak for Conestoga. 3:08 to go. Strathaven, hey, three ball. It's a great thing if you can hit it.
If you can hit it. I mean, Conestoga's tried and they failed. They got to drive to the basket. Even though is making it work.
Two team fouls. Strathaven here in the second half. One on turnover. Conestoga had a wide open basket underneath. A wide open guy underneath the basket went off his hands too fast, and Strathaven with the turnover, and Pio slows it up between the circles. And Gilday right of the foul line. Left wing to Pio. Pio drives and fouled. He'll go to the line shooting two. You love that, Mike.
I don't know how many times you have to say it. It's basic basketball. Drive to the basket, let him foul you, or you're going to get the shot in. In the first half, Haven was getting to the basket. They were making the shot. They weren't being fouled, but they weren't getting the shot in either, and that was a killer.
I think they called it on Waltz, if I'm not mistaken. Number 21. Free throw around and good for Pio. Back into the game for Conestoga, Austin Fontaine, 6 foot junior. Ebo gets another 2-point lead for the Panthers. Ebo Pio, the senior. Up. Good. 3-point lead, Strathaven, 32-29. 2:41 to go in the third quarter. Off the hands. Waltz, the big fella, taken back by Strathaven, then stolen away from behind. Edwards getting his pocket picked. Right at the key now. Shaw, check that. Fontaine for Conestoga. 2:23 to go. Strathaven has picked it up big time here in this third quarter. Especially defensively, man. Really in the grill. Each team two fouls. Right at the key, Fontaine. Left of the key, Barzak. Barzak, top of the key. Right of the key. Now driving pass underneath Miller. Lays it up and in.
Up and behind him. Nice shot.
To the rack for two.
Miller for two.
All right, 32-31. Strathaven by a point.
Yeah, Jeremy has 8 points. Schuler near side, near wing to Edwards. Check that. Justin Morris shooting like Luke Edwards tonight. So you got two guys that can really shoot. So pick your poison here for Conestoga. Here's Pio, drives and floats it home.
Four.
Ebo, Pio, four in the quarter, eight for the game. Got to take a charge on him. Here's a three ball from the left side. And he
another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Yeah, it was a great
Jack
shot.
Jack Leica, yes, he has two trays in the game. 8 points, tied at 34. Great ball game. Strathaven and Conestoga. Haven with the ball, Gilday. Right of the key, Schuler. Schuler guarded by Fontaine. Schuler in, glass, basket is good. Five for Schuler.
Timeout.
Full timeout. Conestoga, what a ball game. 55 seconds to go in the third quarter. Strathaven
36, Conestoga 34, DelcoHoops.com.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business Line of Credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight, to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Well, after one quarter of play, it was Conestoga 14, Strathaven 10. Halftime, Conestoga 25, Strathaven 18. Now, after just a 4-3 balls in this third quarter for the Panthers, leading it 36-34 over the Pioneers.
Yeah, I was going to say at halftime, and I can say it now, but I was thinking, why won't the Panthers take some more outside shoot shots? Not necessarily all threes, but shots from 15 to 18 foot. And because of the height of Conestoga, at least out there you have more of a shot. And they've hit those shots, and that's why they're up.
And they're doing this with Luke Edwards scoreless in the second and third quarter. He had all seven of his points in the first quarter, and he's tearing it up coming into tonight. 18 three balls, 17 points a game for Mr. Edwards. 47 seconds to go, third quarter. Conestoga with that ball following the timeout. Between the circles, Miller gets deflected away by Pio. Ebo is pushed. And a foul going to be on Miller. Ebo is a tough, tough lacrosse player. He's not scared of nothing. And had a tremendous football play.
I was going to say, he's a running back. He's not afraid of much anyway.
He's also a defensive back.
Matt Mayock in the game for Stoga.
And Ebo is very, I saw some of your highlights, Mike, and I went to a couple of the games. He's a very, he's a charismatic type player. Gets a little fire.
In fact, we'll probably interview him if this continues tonight.
Playing well. Ebo with 8. Justin Morris leads all scorers. Strathaven with 10. So Haven with the ball following that. George for 3. Yes. Wide open.
Another Keystone Transport 3-pointer.
5 threes for Strathaven here in the third quarter. They're up 39-34 to Conestoga. Driving to the basket. Lay it up and in. Nice move by Austin Fontaine. 5 seconds to go, third quarter. Strathaven back. Pio off the glass.
Pio at the buzzer.
Boy, he was an animal there. 2 points for Pio in that 14. Quarter. Holy tabole. What a quarter by Strathaven. They lead it by 5 points after three. And never sounded so good down for hoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, man. We're getting ready for a wild, crazy fourth quarter. Central League boys basketball at its best. Strathaven 7-2. Don't be fooled by Conestoga's record, 3-7. Strathaven 41, Conestoga 36. As we go to the fourth, Pete Fulgenetti.
Yeah, it's been a great turnaround. Two reasons: defensive pressure by Strathaven. They're all over the ball, and they're forcing turnovers and hitting the outside shot. Those two factors have given them the lead.
Well, yeah, when you're cold, you can't make your shots. I don't care how good you play. It's not going to work for you. And they found their rhythm in the third quarter, that's for sure.
Leading we have Justin Morris and Ebo Pio, two senior leaders, 10 points apiece. Justin, 3 trays in that quarter. So maybe Luke Edwards is due to get started here. But it's a 5-point lead for, and there is another turnover. But save from going out of bounds, it's not a turnover. And Conestoga retrieves the ball back, and they were lucky right there.
Yes,
you could see some signs of youth there.
Oh, and tiredness, too.
Conestoga with the ball. Early fourth quarter, down by 5. DeMayock Down low, Waltz, guarded by Gilday. Robbie with three fouls. Left wing corner, three ball is up, in, and out.
Boy, I don't understand why Conestoga insists on making three-point shots. They should be driving. Well,
down by five. And rebound to the boys from Wallingford, Swarthmore. Strathaven, five-point lead. 7:20 to go in this fourth quarter. I would not be in a hurry, guys,
nope,
from Strathaven. Well, George is wide open. Why not? And he hits another one.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
George has 9 points. Chris Likely, PA guy, fired up. One, two, three, four, five, six. I have 8 threes for Strathaven. Their biggest lead, 44 to 36. It's looking pretty good right now, guys.
Yep,
and
sure
we'll see how this young Conestoga team response. Strathaven coming off a year they only won 3 games. Three ball is good.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Austin Fontaine for the Pioneers. They've made 1, 2, 3 trays in the game. 9 for Austin. Lead is down to 5. Just like that. And Freeman is, well, timeout is called. And there was an inadvertent elbow, and one of the Conestoga players is down. But we'll take a break. 6:25 to go in the fourth quarter. 5-point lead for Strathaven. DelcoHoops.com.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
All right, fans a little fired up here from Conestoga. It was kind of a, you know, interesting call. But yeah, actually, it was a no call.
Right.
You know, I don't know. I mean, Freeman's a football player.
Certainly Coach Troy thought it was a deliberate
yes.
shot.
And yes.
It wasn't deliberate. He just got his elbow up and hit him in the chin. I mean, or I think yeah. he hit him over the eye.
So anyway, we're 6:25 to go here in the fourth quarter. 5-point lead, Strathaven, and Strathaven has the ball.
We have a final from Radnor, Garnet Valley 66, Radnor 51.
That's scary, Mike, how good Radnor. Yeah, they've been building and building under Mike Brown. And that Carl Schaller, and you said without
Neil Benowal tonight.
Wow. All right, we have 6:18 to go in the fourth quarter. Strathaven with the ball. 5-point lead. P.O. right side Freeman. Isaiah is only a sophomore. And he gets away with a travel right there. Out to Edwards. That was a close call right there. Now Edwards slowing it up. Luke has 7 points all in the first quarter. But his team, he wouldn't care going scoreless rest of the way, long as the team wins. That's what it's all about. Team ball. Luke dribbles it left hand, right hand. Dad was one of the greatest ever at Strathaven. Tim in the mid-90s. Turnaround jumper off the glass.
Freeman.
4-2. Isaiah the sophomore. First two of the night. 7-point lead for Strathaven.
Ooh,
there's
nice
a turnover.
Steal.
Will George has it. And the name Freeman rings a bell. Here it goes to the basket layup. No, but a foul. It's going to be a block foul. Frustration out there to Shetler for Conestoga. So Freeman at the line shooting two. His cousin is Marvin Freeman. Guys, Marvin Freeman played for Sun Valley last year. Tremendous player. Had a great career at Sun Valley. District 1 champs, 5A. Free throw back to the rim, no good. Back into the game for Conestoga, 44, is Ryan Mackey and number one, Jeremy Miller. Still 5:14 to go in the fourth quarter. Long way to go. Strathaven leading at 46-39. And Freeman will shoot, as the Zinc would say, another with the left hand. Better touch that time for Freeman. Back in now, Jack Leica. And coming out is the Shetland. 8-point lead, Strathaven. Conestoga with the rock. Dribbling around. Actually passing the ball around. Top of the key, Leitke. Right of the key, Fox. Fox looking. Between the top of the key now, Mayock. Mayock flips it near side, Leitke. Now right of the key with the ball is Mackey. Great defense, Strathaven. That's going to be an offensive foul or a block.
Yeah, offensive foul.
On number 25, Andrew Fox.
Offensive foul on Andrew Fox. That is four on him. So that's four. 47-39. Strathaven with the ball. 4:38 to go in the fourth quarter. Gilday. And Strathaven doing a great job here, slowing the game up. I like it, guys.
Yep, absolutely.
Look for the good shot. You have an 8-point lead. And, boy, I tell you, Conestoga really took it to him in the first half, but give Strathaven a lot of credit for battling back. Gilday left of the keys, double team. Good job, Robbie, getting it to Pio. Pio almost turns it over. Then Gilday, left wing, smart move. Smart basketball by Gilday. Now, Ebo, you know, he gets a little rambunctious out there to Zebo, and there is a, well, lost control of the ball. Now, Edwards for three, no good. Gilday battling for that rebound, and good job by Robbie. He is a tough dude in there. He's only a junior, and that foul's going to be on.
Got a timeout by the coach.
Jack Leitke. We'll take a break. Timeout on the floor. Strathaven by 8 points in the fourth quarter. DelcoHoops.com.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or takeout, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
We're in the fourth quarter, and we have ourselves an 8-point lead for Strathaven, 47-39 boys basketball. Once again this year, we are planning to do the Central League Championship games.
Yeah, so we've not discussed it with the AD who's in charge, which I think is actually Pat Clancy this year. So I've got to discuss
it. It's going to be at Strathaven?
I don't know. That's the call they have to make. It could be at Strathaven.
Be great. I'd love it.
It's a great,
sure, I would love
it's a
it
great gym for championship games.
Yeah, it's got a good seating.
Plenty
and it's
of seating.
The last 2 years, it's been Penn Crest and Lower Marion.
Yeah,
actually,
yeah,
Lower Marion's won it 3 years for the boys.
Marple Newtown,
3 years in a row. And the girls, Garnet Valley and Springfield, the last couple of years. So we'll see if there's any new faces or not.
Yep.
This year, it's looking like the Ridley girls are going to be challenging for that title.
Yeah, they have a nice squad. Strathaven with the ball. Schuler, 8-point lead. Pio, they got some senior leadership out there. Pio to Edwards. Luke dribbling it around. He's guarded by Mackey. Left wing corner, Gilday. Gilday is just smart, man. Very intelligent. Great job again here in the second half doing the dirty work. Justin Morris is fouled going to the basket. He'll be shooting 1-1. 17 fouls on the Pioneers.
Foul on Matt Mayock.
Fouls on Mayock, 6'4 sophomore.
Justin Morris to the line.
Morris shooting 1-1. Justin has 10 points. Front end is no good, and the ball bounces into the hands of Strathaven Edwards. Down to 3:17 to go in the fourth quarter. Gilday. He's going to take it right to the rack and lay it up and in.
Robbie Gilday.
They call him the Golden Boy. 6'3", senior. 10-point lead, Strathaven over Conestoga.
taking it in is Fox, misses the layup, tap no good, but a foul. It's going to be on Schuler.
By Jerry Miller. He gets the foul. Going to the line for two.
And Miller with that extraordinary effort right there for Conestoga goes to the line shooting two.
Strathaven has been very smart the last three, 4 minutes. They've run the clock, they've controlled the ball, but when they have an opening, they take their shot. It's an excellent way to run the clock out with a 10-point lead.
Yep.
I believe that's, oh boy, there's some intense fans in the house. And it, Coach Conn, they feel it, it was on the floor of the foul. And you can hear some of the fans across the way. I just want to say Luke Edwards, great bloodlines, dad, Tim, in the mid-90s, tremendous player here at Strathaven High School, and grandfather Harry Edwards, who's in the house here today. You can see him across the way there, fired up. Free throw, they're gonna. It's going to be a shooting foul. Harry Edwards was a great basketball player back in the early 70s at Father Judge in Philadelphia, and Harry is fired up here tonight. First foul shot is good. Second one is also good. Both free throws by Jeremy Miller. 10 for him in the game. 8-point lead. There's a steal. Conestoga down by 8. Now they have the ball back. Steal. Layup. Good.
Ryan
Mackey. Ryan's got to be much more careful with the ball. You got to watch what they're doing.
2:44 to go. Full court pressure. But Pio turns the ball over. Pass. Layup. Yes.
Jeremy Miller.
All right, let's keep it here because that was a quick turnaround.
So. Jeremy Miller, yes, with the basket. And just like that, it's a 4-point lead with 2:33 to go in the fourth quarter. Strathaven 49 and Conestoga 45. We're going to keep it right here. I have good peripheral vision, but turnovers and great defense there by the Pioneers.
Great defense by the Pioneers, but again, Haven's trying to get cute with the ball. They don't need to. It's full court press. I understand that. But you got to be very deliberate with what you're doing. And you can't do it all by yourself. And for, you know, if you're in a full court press, you think you're going to be able to dodge by. Ivo Peel is blessed with great speed. But, you know, Conestoga is playing solid defense, and you cannot give up the ball like this. They had this game in hand, and now there's a concern. It's going to, it's close again, 4 points away. Strathaven's going to have to struggle, I think, to pull this off. Pete?
Yeah, I mean, was the last time out was 49-39, and we only played, I think, 45 seconds, and they scored 6 points.
Yep.
You can't let that happen.
Well, the first two is part of the game. The next four was all Conestoga. So
49-45. Yeah, in the blink of an eye, as they like to say. Conestoga right back in this baby. But Strathaven's still in control. 4-point lead and the ball. Well, problem for Conestoga is they have 17 fouls already. So anytime they foul, Strathaven only has three team fouls. They get it into Schuler. Full court pressure. Schuler got to cross the timeline. Left to right. Almost a steal. Schuler throws the ball away. This is unbelievable. Incredible. Ahead of the pack layup. Good and a foul. The basket by Matt Mayock. I tell you what, Coach, give Coach Troy a heck of a lot of credit for keeping these guys together.
Well, and you know what? Haven is not reacting well. And I talked to Coach Conlon. So you got to settle your kids down here. They have got to play their game, and right now they're letting Conestoga dictate.
The big fella, nice touch. Matt Mayock, 6'4", sophomore.
Now.
He looks taller than 6'4", but anyway, three for Matt. 9 unanswered points here for Conestoga, only down by 1, and we still got 2:15 to go. In the fourth quarter, Edwards-Gilde, now they can set up, do not shoot the ball. Strathaven, almost a steal from behind. That was an unbelievable timeout there by Coach Troy. Man, they're a whole different ball club, and there is a bump foul. And that's going to be on
Austin Fontaine.
That's Fontaine, his second. So it will be 1-1 here for Luke Edwards. Luke trying to has 7 points all in the first quarter. 1-point lead here for Strathaven. Conestoga getting better as the year goes on. Luke, nothing but nets. So Luke has 8 points. Still 1:57 to go in the fourth quarter. What a Central League boys basketball game here tonight in Wallingford. What a game. Edwards again got it. Strathaven, the good news for them, they have fouls to use, guys.
Yep.
Three ball for the tie. He's got it.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Matt Mayock for three. We are tied at 51. Unbelievable turnaround here. Edwards has the ball. We have 1:30 to go in the fourth quarter. Strathaven with the rock. Tied at 51-51. Almost and another turnover. Ahead of the pack. Driving layup is good. And a timeout called by Mike Troy. Flying to the basket. Austin Fontaine. Unbelievable. Two-point lead. Conestoga. Buck 16 to go. DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, welcome back. Their timeouts remain in Conestoga 1, Strathaven 3, but 51-41 Strathaven, right? A minute ago. And now, just like that, 12 unanswered points. Conestoga with a 53-51 lead. A lot of turnover, Strathaven. And we're, you know, running out of time here.
Yeah, well, it was the pressure. The pressure in the ball all over. I'm a little surprised on that last possession, Dave, when Conestoga inbounded it. They let him come all the way up the court without pressuring him down there. You got to pressure these guys. They're bigger. They might make turn the ball over, and you got to pressure them.
The only people that seem to be pressuring tonight is Conestoga against Strathaven.
Yeah, now you got a two-point lead. They're still going to put pressure on, but it can't be as much as they had before. So Strathaven, now they're the team that's down. Edwards all the way to the basket. Ball knocked away from Luke. Picked up. Shot is blocked away. Unbelievable. Rebound is taken by Conestoga with a minute to go in the game. Boy, I thought that was going to be an easy layup right there, but take it away, and then a foul is going to be called. Strathaven has two more to give. Four team fouls. Foul on Justin Morris. Timeout is called by... We're going to keep it right here. 58 seconds to go in the game, guys. Now Conestoga in control, 53-51, and they're at the line. Well, not at the line yet.
And then what they're talking about now is how do we hold onto the ball for 50 seconds and take the shot and call it a day.
So now it's their game to lose.
Right, right.
Because they're going to
And, of course, Haven hasn't shown a great ability to take the ball away from Conestoga. Conestoga has thrown the ball away, but Stoga has shown that they can take it away from Haven, so, and that's what we've seen for the last 3 minutes.
On and off this game, Conestoga looked like a lot of kids without the experience, say, you know, and younger. But, boy, in the last, since that one timeout, Coach Troy was fired up about a referee call. He called timeout. He was intense. He said something, said, let's go, go all right now. Let's go all out. And they look like a scene. They look like they've grown, a year.
Unfortunately for Strathaven, they played right into their hands. A lot of loose ball control, not taking their time, not being more methodical. It's like they were down by 4 or 6 points.
Strathaven down by two. Conestoga with the ball. Into the backcourt is Fontaine. Almost loses the ball, and Conestoga gets it across the timeline, and there's going to be a reach and foul number five. One more to give for Strathaven. We're down to 50 seconds. I thought more time went off the clock than that, but 50.8 seconds, 16 foul Strathaven, 8 on Conestoga. They get it in. Now, is he going to take it to the basket? He loses the ball. Picked up all the loose balls going Conestoga's way. They have it out high now. There's team foul number 7. So 1-1 now. Foul Freeman.
Jack Lehtka.
So it's going to be Jack Lehtka at the line, 6'1 junior, shooting 1-1. Strathaven down by 2. Conestoga, if he makes both, is up by 4. 43.6 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Lehtka up. He misses it. Ball is nothing has gone right for Strathaven here. Two of the same team teammates going after.
Both players jumped out, knocked the ball out of bounds.
Knocked it out of bounds. Coming back in is Andrew Fox, 6'8", junior. And Robbie Gilday back in for Strathaven. So it's still Conestoga ball. 42 seconds to go in regulation. 2-point lead for the Pioneers of Conestoga here at Strathaven.
We got to decide if Conestoga wins is who we want to interview, so give it some thought.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. And a foul on Morris. So going to the line is going to be
Justin Morris,
the personal.
One, for Andrew Fox.
Jeremy Miller is ready to check into the game for the shooter. It's Andrew Fox. Again, 1-1, 18 fouls each team. 41 seconds to go in the fourth. Your Strathaven got a box out. Fox trains it. A big fella, 6'8", junior.
He's got a nice stroke.
Five
nice
points for him. 3-point lead now. He does have a nice touch. Makes them both. Jeremy Miller back in the game. Now Strathaven, they've been outscored. Is it 14-point swing here, right, in the last couple of minutes? 55-51 in favor of Conestoga. Strathaven back. Schuler, top of the key. Schuler down low for Gilday. Shot is blocked from behind. Three ball, right side. Got it. By Luke Edwards.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
9 seconds to go. Luke Edwards for three. Boy, did Strathaven and Luke need that. And we're going to take a break. It's a one-point lead for Conestoga. Back for the final 28 seconds of regulation. DelcoHoops.com.
Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil, organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value. We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD. Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Berman's.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, 55-54 is your score. 1-point lead for Conestoga with the ball. Boys basketball, DelcoHoops.com. Everything's archived, so you can listen to this baby again. Strathaven was up, I think it was actually 51-41.
It was 49-39.
49-39, that's right.
With 2 minutes and 50 seconds.
And then the incredible comeback.
Right.
And yep. 4-point lead for Conestoga. Luke Edwards just hits that 3. 1-point lead. Still 28 seconds ago. Conestoga with the ball. And they look to inbound. And he barely gets it in. Fox into the backcourt. Full court pressure now. Strathaven. They get it up court. And now they get it out. Conestoga to foul. So going to the line is going to be Fontaine with a 1-1. 19 fouls on Strathaven.
Quick update with the – we have a game between Marple Newtown and Haverford going to triple overtime.
Wow.
Tied at 41.
They're going to be exhausted come Thursday when we see them.
Yeah.
Get a day off tomorrow. Gilday back in. So 1-1. Big shot or shots here. For number 5, he's a junior, 6 feet, Austin Fontaine. He misses it. Gilday, the rebound, and Strathaven can win it. Down by 1. It's Pio to the basket. Lays it in. Strathaven leading it by 1. 11 seconds to go in the game. Here comes Conestoga back across the timeline. Top of the key. Forcing it up. It's going to be a 3-ball with 1.2 seconds to go. The 3-ball goes
another
in.
Another Keystone Transport 3-pointer.
Austin Fontaine. What a fourth quarter for him. And it's a 1-point lead for Conestoga. An unbelievable finish. A 2-point lead for Conestoga. 58
to 56, and Stratha even only has 1.2 seconds to work with.
2.1 seconds
well,
to work
they're
with.
They're putting 21 seconds.
They're putting 2.1 seconds on the clock
okay.
here.
All right.
How about Austin Fontaine? Just ice water in his
yep,
veins.
Absolutely.
In this quarter, 8 points for him, the 6-foot junior, Conestoga, and that's 14 in the game. If they win the game, he's the most valuable player.
I think we try to grab him for an interview if we
yeah.
can.
If it's Strathaven.
So 2.1 seconds.
If it's Strathaven, who are we going to grab?
Well, let's.
I think we'll grab Pio if
yeah.
it's going to be Strathaven.
Yeah. Big basket by Pio. Took it right to the rack, and then
yep.
Conestoga back with that. It really wasn't an unbelievable shot. It was pretty good defense, top
right.
of the keys.
They
said, I'm going to shoot the ball. And it went swish for Conestoga. Again, they come into the game 3-7. Overall, Conestoga 0-5 in the Central League. Mike Troy, their head coach, 14th year. What a job with this program. He's taken into the state tournament here. A total of 5 times, Conestoga. Last time they made it.
Well, it's either going to, well,
ago.
They could get a 3-point shot and win it, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
on four,
yeah. Inbounding the ball is going to be Justin Morris. Throws it up court. Jump ball. Gilday has it. Gilday loses the ball at the buzzer. It's going to be short. And that is a tough loss for Strathaven, but an unbelievable road win for Conestoga. The final score, Conestoga 58 and Strathaven 56. We'll take a break. Be back with our post-game interview.
Who are we going to grab at Conestoga?
Oh, we're going to get Fontaine.
Fontaine.
We're going to keep it here
number
then, guys?
Five. Or no,
we'll
we're
take,
go to a quick commercial
take a break. Conestoga wins it. Boys basketball 58-56. An unbelievable game on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Man, what a crazy, crazy game. And Conestoga wins their first league game of the season. Now 1-5 in the Central League, 4-7 overall. As for Strathaven, they fall to 7-3 overall, 3-3 in the Central League. 58-56, Conestoga. Game-winning shot with 2.1 seconds to go. A three ball straight away, top of the key, by 6-foot junior Austin Fontaine. Most valuable player in this game. And that's a big win for your young program, Austin. I know you lost a lot of guys from last year. Coach Troy has done a tremendous job with this program year in and year out. A lot of young guys. You can see some of that youth here tonight. But you know, what did you think of this win for you guys? I mean, it's just, that's incredible. Yeah. I guess a really good Strathaven squad.
Mm-hmm. I thank God for this game right now because we did really well on the stretch, like passing the ball around, like getting buckets.
What did Coach Troy, you guys were down by 10 with a couple minutes to go. What did he tell you to get you guys fired up? You look like a team that was really struggling, a youthful team. That you look like a bunch of seniors in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, he said like we need to play more better defense on the stretch, like because we were playing good on that press.
Oh, yeah.
Press, yeah.
Oh, yeah, so, you guys were great on the press. Yeah. I mean, you just took the ball away from him. You guys started to take some three-point shots, and I thought, but you got such great height in the middle. Mm-hmm. Why bother? Just start passing inside and see what happens. What was the philosophy? Did Coach say something about it? Or?
No, we just played our game, basically.
Again, you look like a football player.
Nah.
No football for Conestoga. You do anything else, lacrosse?
No, I just play ball.
Basketball, it's great.
So how do you guys see playing? I mean, you've had a tough time against Central League this year. You're just kind of finding your legs. You think maybe this may be a turning point right here, this game?
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a great game. You guys played extremely well. Your full court press was spectacular.
Thank you.
That was something else tonight. But, great job down the stretch.
Right, big shot by Pio. You're coming down the court. Was that a design play, or is this
no.
a... Just said, all right, get it,
yeah.
Fire it up, enough time, and hope one of the big guys gets a rebound in case you missed. Yeah. But you made it.
Did you think you had it when you let it go?
Yes.
Yeah, he was fired up. So Austin Fontaine, 6 foot junior for Conestoga, game-winning shot, 2.1 seconds go, three ball from the top of the key, just beyond the top of the key. And Conestoga wins at 58-56, and good luck the rest of the year, my man. Really appreciate you coming on our show.
Congratulations. Get home. It's a school night.
Great job.
All right. Take care.
Thanks a lot, Austin. Appreciate it very much. All right, there it is, guys. And that's all right. No problem. You guys, and maybe we can run down final totals. You want to take a break or you just want to get it?
Yeah,
take a break. We have a game on Thursday, too. So, wow. Let's take a break. And Conestoga wins it 58-56 over Strathaven. Unbelievable. Boys high school basketball game on DelcoHoops.com.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier. Like a PNC Business line of credit. Or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you. Or PNC Home Insight, to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, Dave Berman and the cast of characters back here at the postgame show. It is Conestoga winning it, 58-56. And do you have final totals here, Andrew?
I've got point totals. For Strathaven, they were led by the duo of Ebo Pio and Luke Edwards, who both finished with 12. Justin Morris finished with 10. Will George had 9. Matt Schuler and Robbie Gilday both had 5, and Isaiah Freeman had 3 for their total of 56. For the visiting Pioneers of Conestoga, they were led by Austin Fontaine, who finished with 14. Jerry Miller finished with 12, and Jack Litka finished with 8. They were also had the duo of Matt Mayock and Andrew Fox both finished with 6. Dom Barzak and Riley DeShetler both finished with 4, and Ryan Mackey chipped in 2 for their total of 58.
Pete?
Yeah, one final thought. At the 2-minute and 50-second mark, the Strathaven Panthers had a 49-39 lead. At that point, Conestoga called a timeout. They came out, pressed them, scored 6 points in about 25 seconds. That was the turning of the game, and that's why they won this ball game.
No doubt.
It gave them the opportunity, even though Strathaven, a lot of guts coming back, taking that 2-point lead after being down, and then all of a sudden them coming back.
I was hoping or thinking in the last minute or two that Strathaven might pressure them a little more, because I think with the youth and the size of that Conestoga, a little more pressure, you might have caused turnovers. But it was just a great ball game, and they hit the last shot, and that's why Conestoga won.
And we get another one coming up on Thursday.
Yes, Haverford is in a triple overtime. Haverford High against Marple Newtown. Against, we're going to be in Haverford.
Right, against
a younger gymnasium. We'll get to that on Thursday night as they take on a red-hot Pencrest team. Yep. Good again under the great Mike Doyle.
Mike Doyle's always good.
Unbelievable. The final score once again, Conestoga 58, Strathaven 56. I'm Dave Berman. You've been listening to exclusive coverage. Boys high school basketball never sounded so good. DelcoHoops.com.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.